T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This, it's so exciting. There she is, Kelsey Ballerini. We're going to watch her perform live. I love that.
When is that show again?
It's, are you talking about Winterland? It's tomorrow night. Tomorrow night.
Oh!
SAP Center. We've been talking about it a little bit here on the station.
Yeah.
Tickets, last minute tickets, still available at Ticketmaster.com. The doors open at 6:15. The show starts with Lizzie McAlpine right at 7:30. So get yourself there, get yourself parked, situated, all ready to go. Meet your neighbors in the seats around you, because we're going to have a ball and you don't want to be late. Tickets available right now. Oh, my God.
You know,
John Mayer. Oh, go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say, last time we talked about this, I brought up V. Hale and the conversation I had in the kitchen, and it had to do with, we got some very nice adjectives to describe me and V. Hale as exuberant or spunky.
Oh, fun. Or, those are good. Yeah.
Or spirited.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Oh,
sure,
those are really nice spins on obnoxious. I love it. But
passionate.
That subject, the subject I brought up is interesting because people wrote in and said, yeah, teachers and administrators conspire to separate students like Jason, Cisco, and Vinny.
Yeah.
And another one said, and this is the thing I didn't even think of. Vinny, nowadays, teachers probably politic to get a kid with problem parents out of their class. Mm. Not so much the kids themselves. I hadn't even thought of that. But yeah, I bet that's a bigger issue than a, like, one of the things, while I, you know, will happily, or not, maybe not happily, but I'll certainly admit to being, you know, a hyper kid, obnoxious, over the top, uncontrolled, whatever. I wasn't mean. I didn't pick on people. I wasn't trying to, I was trying actually to entertain my teachers as much as my fellow students. So most of them and most of them liked me.
Yeah.
They wanted me to shut the hell up, but they liked me. So it's interesting, though, that teachers might be getting rid of the parents, not the kid.
I don't doubt that for a minute. Yeah, it's tough. Remember when your teacher would say something about, well, you know, his classwork, and your parents would be like, you better get your classwork together. Like, you're in there to learn. And now it's like, you're doing a bad job with my kid. It's your fault. You're the teacher. Just because you've got 28 other students in the class too, you know, why isn't my kid getting what my kid needs? It's a whole thing. I'll bet that is totally
I work
true.
In a school, and yes, there are changes with students. Mostly it's avoiding the parents.
Oh boy,
that's another one. There's a bunch of these. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt our Winterland talk. I just wanted to update you on the text conversation.
All right, back to Winterland. John Mayer, One Republic, Kelsey Ballerini, Matt Nathanson, Lizzie McAlpine. Last minute tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Tomorrow at the SAP Center in San Jose. I miss me more. All right, this look at the trash is brought to you by the Jim Irsay Collection at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, December 10th. This is a free show. You might be like, Jim Irsay, what do I? This guy he's an NFL team owner. And as Vinny was saying, like, his dad was the owner of the team before him. They're like money. enough money that this guy owns several of the world's most expensive guitars that have ever sold at auction. Huge rock and roll memorabilia collection.
Iconic.
Big sports memorabilia collection. So you get to go and check out the collection. And then he's a musician. So he's got the Jim Irsay Band, Ann Wilson of Heart, John Fogerty, Buddy Guy, all performing at this thing. And it is free. But you have to go to JimIrsayCollection.com to get the tickets. And it's next Saturday night. Kind of interesting, huh? Just to begin with, we talked about this in the 6 o'clock hour, but if you weren't here for that, Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac died yesterday. A short illness. One of the surprises in the story is that she's 79, was 79 years old. Like, I really didn't think of the people in Fleetwood Mac as being that old. I guess because I don't think of myself as being that old. But turns out, you know, the years, they keep ticking by.
Well, I have not seen a picture of Christine McVie with a wrinkle. Not one wrinkle. So I don't know if she got a lot of work done, but the 79 is a surprise, not because for any other reason than all photos of her, she is
smoothed
very,
out.
Yeah.
Maybe she's very compassionate, Vinny.
Maybe.
And she
or she gets a lot
wrinkles.
Of work done. How's Stevie? Does Stevie have any wrinkles? I don't know.
No, Stevie looks 57. Yeah, she's 74 and she looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Fleetwood Mac money. I guess they can go do. They can go buy a whole new face if they want to. So, Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac died yesterday after a short illness at 79. Her family was with her in the hospital when she passed. The band did issue a statement, just cherishing her and saying all the nice things. Stevie Nicks, who's 74, shared a handwritten letter on social media. In parts of it, she called Christine her best friend in the whole world since the first day of 1975, which is when she joined the band. She said also that she didn't even know Christine was sick until late Saturday night. There's a lot of very touching stuff, and you can easily find all the tributes. And if you want to take a minute and listen to Christine McVie music, that's available to you as well. Obviously, if you have Spotify, it is. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just very sudden. 1970 is when she joined Fleetwood Mac, 52 years ago. She wrote Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow, Everywhere, Little Lies, and she had some solo hits too. So there you go. Lots of celebrity tributes out there. Rest in peace, Christine McVie. Spotify's 2022 Wrapped is out. I do have Spotify. I'm not on it all that much, because when I ask my kitchen bitch to play me music, it happens through Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. But I have.
I don't have Spotify, and never have. So I don't. I don't. You said there's an element of social to it, right?
There is. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I have it because both my kids wanted it, and it was cheaper for us to get the family edition of that than buy them, get them each their own accounts. So they use it constantly. I'm sure they. But here's the thing. I know. I was out to lunch with my girlfriend, Sherry, yesterday, and she's all, oh, my God, I have to show you something. She says all the time, I am the biggest Taylor Swift fan. I love Taylor Swift. I'm the biggest Taylor Swift fan. I love her. She went crazy trying to get tickets. They wound up getting tickets for, you know, when no one could get tickets. So she wound up with all that. And she goes, look, I got my end of the year Spotify stats today. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Apparently, Spotify tells you who your top artists are, who you listen to the most, you know, where you rank in the listeners of that person. So she's like, they show Taylor Swift as her number one. That's who she listened to the most. It showed how many minutes she listened, and it was like 4,300, like, and that she's in the top 1% of all the people who listened to Taylor Swift last year. I'm like, oh, you actually might be Taylor Swift's number one fan, turns out.
Well, so, that's profound considering, like, our Eddie that works with us said he played the new album 24/7 for 2 weeks in order to help Taylor achieve her great success.
Right. And Sherry does love music, but I would never have thought to myself that she could be anywhere near the top 1% of Taylor Swift fans. I'm like, huh, I gotta spend more time thinking about you and what you're up to these days. So anyway, that's that's what? That was the first I ever heard of this sort of year-end release of stats that Spotify does to individual members of the service.
Isn't she also up to the same thing you are, which is, well, actually, you're not empty nesting. One of them came back, but isn't she empty nesting?
She's fully empty nested.
Yeah.
So if you're on social media, you've probably at least seen people's screenshots of it, or maybe you've looked at your own Spotify and you've seen your own Spotify. Sherry, I was thinking that you should post your stat page where you're in the top 1% of Taylor Swift fans. And Taylor Swift, surprise, did really well on their year-end list.
I bet.
People really like her. It's weird. Who do you think, though, is the most streamed artist?
Drake.
In America. Merca. Drake is number one. Who's number two? I know when
I'm bling. Taylor Swift.
It is Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Who's number three? And I'll give you another hint. The number three person in America is number one globally, and that this is the third year in a row for this person.
Ed Sheeran.
Not in the top five.
Mm. What?
I know. Number three is Bad Bunny. And Bad Bunny was not just number three in Merca, but around the world, he's the number one. 3 years
internationally, I bet that's where he's huge.
Yeah, well... big enough to be third here, but internationally, crushing it for 3 years in a row. Yes,
was Vinny. Bad Bunny one of the guys that performed with J-Lo and Shakira at the Super Bowl?
I thought that was Pitbull, but I really don't know.
Yeah, he was with Shakira.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh, yep. J-Lo.
That's right.
He was one of the guys where I remember seeing that, and I'd heard his name, but I remember seeing that and thinking, he must be huge somewhere else because a show like this... For what seems to be an unknown here in America,
right.
He's handling it. He did well. Like, that is, you got to build up to that. You just don't go do a Super Bowl.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I think he does, he's all Spanish language. Is that right? I mean, probably
a lot
some
of
stuff.
Spanish, yeah.
But, you know, for him to be in third place in America, he's not unknown. That guy is known.
He's all
no,
over the charts.
No, I was
all
talking
the time.
About at the time when he came out for the Super Bowl.
Right.
He didn't really.
I didn't know him at all. Right.
Right.
I certainly didn't recognize him. Number four, most streamed artist in America on this Spotify list, Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway.
I wonder how that's going to look next year. Mm. Will people even care? Is he canceled or is he just not getting money from Yeezy shoes anymore? You know, like, what? People still like him.
You know, you'd have to ask a super fan of his, I guess, to see if they've been turned off by his newfound political desires and all this stuff.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to guess that plenty of people who love him still love him.
Yep.
But that's just a guess. I don't know. I liked some of his songs, but I can't be considered a huge Kanye fan. So for me, it's easy to go, nah.
Yeah. Number five, most streamed on Spotify in 2022, The Weeknd. Which I mean, The Weeknd's around, and I can't say I'm a fan or not a fan. I'm very neutral on him, but, people clearly... love him. Because I was thinking the same thing as you. I'm like, oh, is Ed Sheeran all the way? Mm. As far as most streamed, these are the top songs that were streamed in America. Number one, should I go from the bottom? Number five is Jack Harlow, First Class. Jack Harlow, First Class. I know how you love him. You don't have to. Don't feel like you have to play these, please, Bryn.
O-U-S.
Okay.
First Class.
Okay.
Bryn loves it.
I do love it, yeah.
Okay. You know, look, I think this guy's a poser, but that's just me.
You get to like what you like.
Yeah.
Oh, we probably don't listen to the same music.
But, you know what? Actually, I listen to a lot of your music now, too. Like, I'll listen to rock music from the 70s and 80s.
Well, that's because we turned you on to good music, because we are not listening to your music.
How dare you? I just have an open mind, is what it is.
So, is that what it is? I thought it was just you had bad taste in music.
Jerk.
You're a real jerk. At number four, these are the most, as far as Spotify is concerned, these songs were the top five most streamed songs. Number four is a Bad Bunny song featuring Chencho Corleone, Mi Puerto Bonito. Number three is that Steve Lacy song, Bad Habit. That was a big song this year. Time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure. Yeah, I wish I knew. I wish I knew you. Number two was...
I like that.
Number two is that Heatwave song from Glass Animals. That was number one for so long. And the number one most streamed song of the year on Spotify. Anybody want to throw a guess out there?
Taylor Swift.
Let me stop you there. Think British.
Oh.
Think British. Think Breakups.
Breakups.
Breakups. Ah, yeah, that's a good one.
I'm blank.
Ted Lasso.
I think Ted Lasso. It's Harry Styles, As It Was. That was the number one post-stream song.
Oh, right.
And As It Was, this song, also number one globally. Like, this song crushed this year. And then there's a bunch more stats. Olivia Rodrigo had the fifth most streamed album in its entirely. Taylor Swift was number four. And listen, her album's only been out for a few weeks, and her album is already the number four most streamed album of the whole year. Harry Styles' album, Morgan Wallen, Bad Bunny, they're all on there. And then the most popular podcast. Oh, our secret show is number one. It's crazy.
All right! Way to go, Sarah and Vinny!
Yay,
isn't
Sarah
that like
and Vinny.
The fifth year in a row, I think.
Yeah. Is it only five? I feel like we're a perennial. I'm not even going to tell you who really was, so we'll just stick with that. That feels better. Metallica has a big tour coming up. They're doing some cool stuff. They're doing two nights in each city, and they're all around the globe. And they promise that if you buy tickets to both shows, you won't see the same song twice. Like, if it's, say, a Thursday and a Saturday, because most of them are split up by a day, they're doing one whole set, these songs, another whole set, so you could go and see them multiple nights and you wouldn't see the same show twice. They've got some special packages that you could... Oh, and by the way, our closest show, LA.
Yeah, that was one of the news stories I saw as a person in their fan club, was that there's no shows in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, I guess they're making them destination concerts, you know, like sometimes people will go to Vegas or go somewhere specific to see it. And I guess if you're that big of a fan, maybe you would do it.
One of the things I thought is they do a lot around here because some of the guys still live here, or at least Lars still lives here, but they do the Giants games and they do the Sharks games. Yep. And so I think maybe they just feel like they've already super served this area a bunch.
That's got to be it. Or maybe it was the venue size and schedule thing. Who the hell knows?
Yeah,
either way, they're
all
just
the
LA.
Above.
So they've got all these packages that they're selling, which they sound really expensive until you really start breaking it down. Like, for one thing, they've got a $7,000 enhanced experience package on their new tour. So if you want to get the most out of this. And by the way, this is before the dynamic pricing for Ticketmaster kicks in. $7,000. This enhanced experience thing is, it's called the Lux Aeterna private platform experience. So it's $7,200, but it's for up to eight people, which means, and I hate to even say this as though it's inexpensive, it's less than $1,000 per person, which these days when you go see a big show and you want VIP stuff, that's almost a bargain. The average person probably not going to go shelling out $900 a ticket or whatever. But so for up to eight people, you get a private viewing platform, a cooler of soda and beer, access to some kind of pre-show party, one merch item for everyone in the group, and the ability to pre-order merch and have it delivered to you so you don't have to stand in line for it.
Oh, nice.
The cheapest of the packages that they have here is the Frantic Early Entry General Admission Package. It's $414 a ticket and gets you early access into the general admission section for both of the shows, plus a limited edition piece of merchandise and a drink. Okay. There are also packages that give you a seat in the snake pit, which is like a standing location in the middle of the stage. I think this thing is in the round, so there may be some
I have watched them from the snake pit multiple times.
Is that so?
It is. Well, I don't know what it costs, but I was going to say that is a unique and really cool concert experience. You are sticking your head up out of the stage. You're right there with them. They're walking around you while they're playing and singing. There's sweat that will land on you if you're in the snake pit.
If that's what you're looking for, then that's available. So there's a bunch of different packages, and we took the whole thing and we put it up at the Serenity Facebook page. So if you're a big Metallica fan, this sounds like something for you, then have at it. All right, Vincent.
I have a quick question. So someone wrote in a really like sort of pointed question that I thought, oh yeah, what? Where did Kate Bush come in on that Spotify year end?
I'm sure she's somewhere on there. She is not in the top five in any of the
categories. Okay. What about her? She had an all-time year, didn't she?
She had a big year, that's true. But yeah, I'm not seeing her at the top of the pops on any.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Get your last minute tickets to Alice in Winterland at Ticketmaster.com. Starring John Mayer, One Republic, Kelsey Ballerini, Matt Nathanson, Lizzie McAlpine. Get there early. The show starts right at 7:30 and Lizzie's taking the stage. I really highly recommend being there on time for that one. 6:15, the doors open.
Yeah, don't miss any of
now.
It.
Get your tickets tomorrow night, the SAP Center in San Jose, Alice in Winterland.
The Radio Alice Report.
I'm not ready for that. We're going to be setting up all day for you guys for Winterland. We really want you to come. Please do. It's a big deal. It feels like it's some people in the building have worked so hard on it, they may have never be the same again. Really big deal. Oh, do you guys not hear me? Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Hello.
Am I back?
But you were never gone, I don't believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate.
Alex, yeah, we were just having a microphone problem. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Okay.
I dropped a bunch of F-bombs while that was...
Oh, Mike, someone dump him. Wow. Oh, boy. It's not the same show yet, Vinny.
All right, let's move on. Winterland, please, I hope you'll be there. That'd be great.
Oh, we're going to have such a good time.
Okay, here's... Oh, I got a tag to read. Darn me. Here's what's happening.
Darn you.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift and Jewelry Center.
Ah... Well,
with 75 showrooms in one location, there's something for everyone on your list because it takes a village. Unless you're Sarah, then you only take a village once.
Oh, my God.
Get your village at sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com.
Oh, you guys are so clever. Adorable.
That is wonderful. That you love it when it's someone else.
Well, yeah, when it's somebody else, obviously. I don't need a dig. I only take a village once. Come on.
Rain today.
Mm, yeah.
Rain Saturday and Sunday. And from this, they're expecting over 3 feet of snow in Tahoe.
Oh, that's great. Oh, dump. Do it.
That is really good news.
It is incredible news. More like this, please.
Yep. So there's that. All right. Tonight... in the NFL, the Pats take on the Bills. It's actually kind of a fun game. I'm looking forward to it. That's on Amazon Prime tonight. And then don't forget on Sunday, Miami at San Francisco, game of the week.
Let's go.
Easily.
Go Niners.
Well,
go Niners,
1
p.m.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Big one. Well, they're both highly ranked teams, so it's a battle.
Yeah, the Dolphins head coach is our ex-assistant head coach, I believe, too. Our offensive coordinator, assistant offensive coordinator. So, yeah, they got a couple of guys.
Wants to win in his old home.
I'm going to start our news here, and I got to – look, I've let you down so far today. I haven't gotten to any stories because just blabbity blab, but I'm going to get to a bunch of stories now.
Okay.
I'm going to redeem myself with this news break. Here we go.
I'm ready.
All right.
This is from the Merck News, the top 10 food trends for 2023.
Oh.
So these are the new things you'll be hearing about.
Let's hear it.
A Michelagua.
Oh.
Apparently, it's a non-alcoholic version of the popular Mexican drink, a Michelada, which is a beer cocktail.
Oh.
Made with a variety of juices and spices. This will be a non-alcoholic version. They expect it to be big.
Okay.
Something called a dirty soda. A few of these are drinks, actually. So,
okay. A dirty soda?
A combination of soda, cream, and flavored syrups that has spawned a Utah drive-thru chain called Swig and Sodalicious. It's supposed to be huge. I've never heard of it.
Me either. Sodalicious is very... clever, though, because it's a soda.
Hojicha tea. It's a variety of it's a roasted variety of Japanese green tea. Hojicha tea.
Okay.
Slushies, tea. Particularly the alcoholic type. The Supreme. It's a cronut successor made by Lafayette Grand Cafe and Bakery in New York's NoHo District. It's a circular croissant filled with pastry cream and topped with ganache and crushed cookies. Anybody?
I don't think
never
that's
heard of
on
it.
My diet.
No idea.
I would love to try it, but...
Pickles are expected to have an all-time year next year.
Why, I wonder? I love pickles. They're always having a day at my house.
Pickles and pickle flavoring and everything from martinis to ice cream. Pickles. 2023 is the year of the pickle. They also say the McRib, not as in the one you go get from McDonald's, but people are wanting to make them themselves. So they're trying to figure out how.
Huh.
So that'll be a popular at home.
Isn't that really just, I mean, it's sort of shaped pork, right? So could you take pulled pork, put it into some kind of mold and...
I would take a pulled pork over any mold any day. I don't, but okay. The McRib. Oxtail. The beef cut used in slow cooked braises and stews is going to have a big year this year.
That's like Bryn's favorite.
I eat all the time.
And lastly, underwater restaurants and dinner theaters. We have a great one in San Francisco. I don't know if it's still there. My first date with Christina was there. It's a place where you go and get dinner, and they're showing a movie on a giant white wall in the restaurant. I can't think of the name of the place.
Is it that French?
Yes.
Cinema.
It's not French.
Cinema.
Foreign cinema. That's it. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding.
Bryn, give Sarah $5.
Venmo me.
I'll Zelle you.
I don't have Zelle.
That's why I'll Zelle you.
I get it.
This didn't make the list, but apparently in the movie Elf, Buddy the Elf eats a particular spaghetti.
Oh.
Anybody remember this meal?
No.
Mm-mm. You're going to be able to buy it. The official Buddy the Elf spaghetti meal kits go on sale next week. Hmm. Each kit includes everything you need to make it. Spaghetti, candy, marshmallows, maple syrup, chocolate syrup, chocolate cereal, and chocolate frosted Pop-Tarts all in one meal. That's what he eats.
That is a disaster. I am looking at that, and that is just, that's a toothache waiting to happen. Yuck. Well, with spaghetti as the base? Oh, boy.
Hello, FreshElfSpaghetti.com is where you can get your Buddy the Elf spaghetti kits.
Oh, boy. He shakes candy on the top.
Candy with spaghetti. What a trip.
Gross. Here are a few things to look forward to in December. Of course, there's lots of NFL and college football. Bowl games begin on December 15th. The World Cup runs through the 18th. The USA plays the Netherlands this Saturday, everyone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's the round of 16. That's a big deal. Also, in movies, the action comedy Christmas flick Violent Night opens tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Emancipation with Will Smith hits Apple TV on the 9th. Did you say that that wasn't going to be in theaters? I don't remember that.
I don't remember it either.
It looks like it's an Apple TV movie.
It's going straight to Apple, huh? Wow.
Well, that's what it says. I don't know. Maybe they'll show it in theaters for a minute.
Well, they've been talking. There's like Oscar buzz about it. I mean, I'm sure they've done some screenings and stuff. But wow, that just goes to show you that. I mean, it's all coming. Oh, poor movie theaters.
I see a couple of local theaters here that have it.
Oh, so it's like both
December 8th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so they'll show it in both for a minute. Didn't they do that with, I heard something, maybe I read something. The new sequel to Knives Out was a Netflix movie. And they showed it for a minute, the story was they could have made way more money off of that thing if they'd left it in theaters, but they moved it exclusively to Netflix very quickly. And so Netflix didn't get, I mean, I guess the immediate return they could have.
It looks like they are saying for 1 week, the 23rd to the 29th, Knives Out 2 will be in theaters exclusively, and then it goes to Netflix.
Oh, so it hasn't happened yet.
No.
Okay, what they were saying is that movie could make like 200 million box office tally, but it's not going to be in theaters, so it won't.
Right.
Weird.
It's going to go well, but in its own way, it will, right? I mean, isn't that sort of, you know, what keeps subscribers coming and paying basically the price of a movie ticket every month?
I guess. Mm. I mean, you get so much more that it seems like you would be doing that anyway, but all right. Mm-hmm. A couple more movies. The Whale with Brendan Fraser comes out on the 9th as well. Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio hits Netflix on the 9th. Avatar: The Way of Water hits theaters on the 16th. Thank you. Thank you.
God, you said that so well. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for that.
On TV, lots of holiday specials. The People's Choice Awards next Tuesday.
Yay.
Something called Too Hot to Handle on Netflix next Wednesday. Harrison Ford's new Yellowstone prequel, 1923, comes out on the 18th. That's on Paramount Plus.
People are freaking out for that.
Well, it's pretty big to have Harrison Ford on your TV and not as in a movie replay.
Incredible.
And then there's obviously a lot of holidays this month, so yay. Okay, we continue on. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
In 1840, a man named Frederick Froebel coined the term kindergarten, because he believed that children should be nurtured like plants in a garden.
Oh.
Oh.
And did he not know how to spell garden?
All right. Nah, I don't know. There was a real
like
Dr. Pepper.
German way of saying like children in a garden.
Yeah, garten. Okay. Garten.
Kindergarten. There's a real Dr. Pepper, huh?
Yeah, a pharmacist named Charles Alderton created the soda, and his boss named it after Dr. Charles T. Pepper, who he'd worked with earlier in his career.
Huh.
All right.
Well,
I have the answer for you, Sarah. The guy was German, and I guess in German language, that's spelled
like a beer garten and with kindergarten. Yeah. Got it. All right. Mm-hmm. There it is. Kindergarten.
Yeah. Ah. So, Sarah. Okay,
wow.
This next one, I don't know for sure if this works. I will report it, though, because I was a kid who had... I didn't have acne the way you see some people are just so
decimated,
savaged by
right.
it. But I had it bad enough that I was like, I'm not going out with this face today. And my mom would go, okay, yeah, you are. So get out. And then I'd have to go to school and I'd be bummed because I'd be like, but this thing, who can walk around with this?
Right.
Anyway, there is now a new viral cure-all for acne.
Viral.
It's gone viral. It's all over the place.
This isn't a virus they give you to cure it. This is something that's gone. But got it. It's gone viral. Got it.
If you have acne, the best face wash to use is actually shampoo, specifically anti-dandruff shampoo, Head and Shoulders.
Really?
Whoa. According to the story, it's going around. Dermatologists have recommended this tip to people before. There's zinc in it that's great for your skin. And of course, it is called Head and Shoulders, and your face is part of your head.
That is
so
true.
They're saying it's not dangerous, but many people swear by this sort of,
So you get in the shower to wash yourself, that's what you should be using on your face. It'd be easy enough, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, I guess the reason I thought it was important to report is because something like Proactive or some of the other cures,
Retin-A,
which none of those were around when I was a kid, but
right.
I imagine they're expensive.
And they have side effects. Some of them do. Like my one kid had pretty bad acne, and he got this stuff that it bleaches his pillows and the collars of his shirt, and he can't go in the sun when he's got it on. But it made he's clear. But there's side effects.
I had something called Retin-A, which maybe that's an ingredient in whatever he's using, but that stuff was powerful,
mm-hmm.
and I overused it because, of course, if some is good, why isn't a ton great?
Yeah.
Well, because I second-degree burned my face the next time I went surfing and ended up having to be grounded because of it, because I put, well, I'll just put it all over. I'll just rub it all over me.
Yeah.
And they were like, that's for spots.
That's interesting that that's a sun sensitivity thing, too, because his thing is specifically you do not get sun on your face.
Right, right. Well, anyway, the best face wash, according to this little story, is Head and Shoulders.
All
worth
right.
a try if you've got a problem and not a lot of money.
Right. Why
I'd do it. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I would totally do that. Let's see here. Oh, one last story because I'm running out of time. A study found that walking in a winter wonderland can boost your self-esteem.
Why?
First of all, if you've ever walked in the snow, not had to walk, but gone for a walk, there's a difference. Mm-hmm. You know, that whole, I have to walk 3 miles in the snow in order to get to school. That sucks.
Right, that does.
But
suck.
A nice little walk by yourself in a winter wonderland can help you. That's right. It can help you fall in love with yourself. They say here. I think so. Huh. Researchers in Poland found walking around in nature while there's snow on the ground can boost your self-esteem and change how you feel about your body.
Huh.
40 minutes out in the snow gave people a boost in how much they appreciated their own body and upped their self-esteem. So you got to go find snow, but
yeah, that's something
that is
to think about, I guess. I mean, if you're feeling bad about yourself, head to Tahoe.
Would you say that you get a boost in self-esteem from killing Pokemons?
No. Oh. If anything, I feel like kind of a loser, but...
Why?
I enjoy it, though. So.
All right.
But there's something to be said for communing with nature. I would even say, you know, not just walking through snow. Maybe they have a lot of snow in Poland, and that's why they did that study. Because I think sometimes just being alone, like on a beach, someplace where you can feel insignificant, but that you're in a special place, like that you're, you know, really be sort of in touch with your human experience. You know, you ever been somewhere beautiful and you're alone and you just try to really like be in that moment and
yeah,
it
gives
in
you. Yeah, I like
a
that.
A feeling of well-being. I don't know about self-esteem, but I get that like feeling of You know, it all matters and none of it matters. Like, just be, just here I am. Like
I would say that I get that from surfing.
Oh,
so
I'm sure you
do.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, snow, but I definitely out in nature get there's a connection there that's important to me. Our text number is 800-400-3697. My son's doctor recommended that stuff too, Head and Shoulders.
Oh.
So it's a thing.
Do they say, they don't say that it worked or not?
Doesn't.
I'd be interested to hear from people who are saying, yeah, it totally works.
Kindergarten is a German word.
Kindergarten.
Sarah, since you love pickles, have you tried Boar's Head pickles? They're the best. They're at Safeway in the cold items.
You know, I don't know that I have specifically. I'll eat pretty much any pickle. Hot.
Mm-hmm.
You're so silly.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.